各位弟兄姐妹以及来宾平安。昨天是礼拜六晚上，我们教会有十几对的弟兄姐妹跟他们的配偶有一个叫做向太太感谢的一个晚餐。
Last night during fellowship within this church, there was about 10-11 couples that gathered together for wife appreciation night.
有很多人有很好的分享，每一个人都写了一个信给他的太太。
And it was a good time of sharing and fellowship as brothers wrote letters to their wives.
我知道有一些人很羡慕说，哎呀，我怎么没有参加？所以明年我们Peter 啊跟 Felix 他们在办的时候，我们就可以参加。
So I know some of the older brothers or sisters might have been envious of it. So hopefully next time that next year, you can ask either Peter or Felix if you can join.
我们现在要一同来看《创世纪》第二章第八一直到二十五节。我们先看到第十七节。
So let's open up the Bible as we turn to Genesis chapter 2, and we'll be reading from verse 8 to 17 initially.
我们先来看这个神所创造的第一个家庭当然第一个人他要成家的过程当中发生了什么事情。
And what we're going to see is the first man that was created by God and how God made that man and created the first family.
第八节到十七节就讲说这个人成长的时候一个过程。
It talks about the growth.Of this man.
所以也可以看到我们今天的年轻人不管是青少年青少女他成长中的过程也有类似的地方。
And so if we look at our teens today, their growing process or their maturation process is probably very similar.
好，我们现在用中文念一次从第八节到十七节。那如果你念完了以后我们再请那个 Felix 带领我们用英文念一次。
So we'll first read in Mandarin in unison, and then we'll read in English.
我们一同来念，来，耶和华神在东方的伊甸立的一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树，有河从伊甸流出来，滋润那园子，从那里分为四道，第一道名叫比顺，就是环绕哈斐拉全地的，在那里有金子，并且那地的金子是好的，在那里又有珍珠和红玛瑙。第二道河名叫基逊，就是环绕古时全地的。第三道河名叫希杰，流在亚述的东边。第四道河就是伯拉河。耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别三个树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Let's read in unison Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 through verse 17. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for the food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The river watering the garden flowed from Eden.And from there is separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good. Aromatic resin and onyx are also there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is Tigris. It runs through the east of Asher. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord...God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die.
我们可以看到这个亚当在那边上了一个人类最早的一个学校。
And we know that Adam was attending the first school that was in the history of human.
有最好的环境。
It was the best environment.
有最好的设备供应。
It has the best facilities and resources.
有最好的教材。
It had the best materials.
还有最简单的教规。
And it had a very simple system to follow.
所以说，一个最好的学校有最好的学生。
So within this best school, they're the best students.
那毕业出来的学生是不是会有一个经营一个最好的婚姻呢？
But will this best student be able to have the best marriage?
是不是变成一个最好的夫妇呢？模范呢？
Will they become role models, as a couple?
是不是能够教养出最好的儿女呢？
Will they be able to teach good children?
是不是有最好的事业，最好的将来啦？
Will they have their best career as well as their future? Will it be the best?
我想这些问题都是我们今天常常会听到、问到、会想到的。
And these are problems or questions that we often think about, we meditate on, and we will talk about.
所以圣经上的第一个例子哦，都是最有代表性的。
And usually the first example that is given in Scripture is usually it represents things that we think about.
但是我们后来就知道了啦，有些人如果你读过第三章、第五章、第六章创世纪的话，你就知道答案是怎么样的。
But later, if you had the chance to study Genesis chapter 3, chapter 5, and chapter 6, we know what the end result was.
最好的学校的最好的学生并没有一个最好的婚姻。
The best student that comes out of the best school doesn't necessarily equate to having the best marriage.
当罪进来了以后啊，你看第三章，那两个夫妇就互相推卸责任，互相指责了。
And if we looked at Genesis chapter 3, once sin entered the equation, then this couple start to blame each other.
那时候世界上呢，他们生下两个孩子，世界上只有两兄弟啊，仅此两兄弟，那哥哥就杀死弟弟了。
And in those days, there was only two brothers, and the elder one killed the younger one.
所以有时候我们在想一个问题，我们常常尤其是我们华人要把儿女送到最好的学校，最好的都一切都要最好的时候，你会想到说，是不是这些最好的一定会带来最好的结果呢？
So oftentimes as Chinese parents, we oftentimes want our children to have the best environment, to attend the best schools. But the question is, will the end result always be the best?
我们来看一看第八章第二章的八到十五节里面，他提到说神把人安置在伊甸园里面。
And if we go back to Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 through verse 15, we see that God has placed man within the Garden of Eden.
然后叫这个人要看守这个园子，叫亚当。
And they have, God gave Adam and put Adam in charge of this garden.
最主要不是要亚当做什么工作，对，最主要是要经由这个工作让他发展他的人格，让他认识神，认识自己。
The main purpose of Adam being in this garden or taking in charge of this garden isn't so that he needs to work, but rather that through this experience that he will come to know God closer.
以弗所书说，我们人啊，每一个信徒是神的工作，在耶稣基督里边造成的。
And the book of Ephesians reminds us that we are the handiwork of God that is created for him.
在旧约里边，神跟人立约啊，都是说神要做我们的父我们要做他的子民。
In the scripture, there is a covenant between God and man, is that he will be our father and we will be his child.
我想这个神把亚当放在伊甸园里面，又立下一个诫命，就是要他认识上帝的恩典之约的条件。
And I believe that one of the purposes of Adam being placed in the Garden of Eden is so that Adam will be able to experience this covenant with God.
他就立了个生命树，还有分别善恶树。
So within this garden, that there is the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
有很多人读了圣经到这里，就想说，上帝怎么不要人分别善恶吗？为什么要叫人家不要去吃这一棵树啊？
And some people might come to and ask this question: Is how come God does not want people to eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
如果我们只是光看一棵树，就不会只是会得到答案的一部分。如果说我们把两棵树一起看的话，你就会更明白上帝的心意。
If we just look at one tree or the tree by itself, then we might be confused. But if we look at both of the trees together, we might have a better understanding of God's plan.
我们再来看一下那个分别善恶哦，就是要。因为我们的神是有理性的神，所以他造我们的时候，他还把理智给我们，让我们可以 应用思考啊，我们的理性。
God is a God of logic. So when He created man, He also tried to allow us to rationalize our behavior.
但是他还给人自由意志。
But at the same time, He gave His children, His creation, the ability to choose.
所以神给我们理性，让我们思考，又给我们自由意志，到底是要做什么作用呢？
So God created us with logic, and at the same time, He has given us this free choice. What are we to do with it?
所以人用我们的理性还有自由意志选择用信心选择我们要相信神顺服神的时候就是得着了生命树。
So in order to gain, the fruit of the tree, from the tree of life, it requires the person to utilize its logic and his free will to decide that they themselves want God.
你看那个箴言第二章都、一开始就写说、你不可依靠自己的聪明，我们要专心的依靠耶和华，凡事都要认定他，他必要指引我们的脚步。
Proverbs chapter 2 reminds us that you need to rely on God and do not rely on your own understanding.
如果依靠自己的聪明，就是依靠分别善恶树，对不对？
If we are to rely on our own understanding, then we are to, it is based on just the mere knowledge of what is good and evil.
但是第二章箴言的第二章后面又写的啊，第十八、十九节就说，持定他的就是持定生命树，持定他的各具为有福气。
So in Proverbs chapter 2 verse 18 and 19,
我来看是不是 18 and 19, 持定他的这个。18, 对啊。第十八节，他以持守他的做生命树，持定他的具各有福。啊，第三章，对不起，我刚刚讲第二章都是在去讲第三章啊 ，sorry。
So it's actually in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 18 and verse 19. It says, "She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who laid hold of her will be blessed."
所以你看第三章的第五节就是专心的仰赖耶和华不可依靠自己的聪明在你一切所行的事上都要认定他他必指引你的路。
And Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and verse 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight.
十八节讲说不但我们认定还要持定继续认定持守他的他就做他的生命树。就是有福气。
Not only are we to trust her, but we are to embrace her and to lay hold of her.
我们看到亚当非常的有聪明智慧。
We know that, Adam is extremely wise.
因为神不但是这样啊，看守他还管那么大的园子，而且什么动物他都会命名。
Not only was Adam put in charge of taking care of this vast garden in Eden, but he was also put in the position in naming all those that were created by God.
所以我们刚才看到最好的学校、最好的学生，为什么后来出了问题，乃是他们认定了智慧树啊，他忘记了生命树更要紧。
So we talk about the best student, the best environment, but yet they did not make the right choice.Why is that? It's because all they focus on was the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, rather than focusing on the tree of life.
所以你看，当我们神给我们理性，又给我自由意志，让我们经过的很多的思考，然后证据知道信靠神是可靠的。我们运用我们的自由意志跟信心去顺服神的时候，相信就是得到上帝要给我们最好的福分。
So given, God created us with logic, so by looking at all these decisions, we are able to, through faith, to decide what it is that we want to follow ourselves, then we will come to the best, result.
所以我们刚刚看到第一个，上帝把亚当放在一个最好的环境里面去，然后第二步取是什么？让他成长的时候啊，他去寻找，寻找。
And first, we see that God places Adam in this great environment, but then He allows Adam to seek out.
寻找让他选择了说，哎，你找到什么来才是你最大的一个满足。
And He allowed Adam to seek what it is that will give him the greatest satisfaction.
现在很多小孩子啊，你叫他不要说打电动玩具啦，要什么跟他禁止啦，都没有办法，因为他觉得说有这个电动玩具 iPhone 嘛，啊，还有说他们说 Facebook 就是非死不可，没有那个非死不可，他觉得那个他才会得到满足跟乐趣。
So today in today's environment, a lot of our youth, we try to prevent them from playing video games or playing with their iPhones or going online into the social media, but they themselves find the greatest satisfaction by when they use these things.
所以我们再来看第18节到20节，就上帝让他去寻找寻找，看看什么是会带给他真正的满足。
So as we look at verse 18 and verse 19 in Genesis chapter 2, we will see that God has now given Adam the opportunity to seek out what it is that will give him the greatest satisfaction.
我相信今天很多人啊，也跟亚当一样啊，在那种情况在寻找。我们来先来用中文念18到20节。
And so I'm sure among us, a lot of people are also seeking out what is it that will bring us the greatest satisfaction. So we will read together Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 through verse 20.
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎么样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野兽、走兽都起了名，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 18 through verse 20. The Lord God said, It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found.
你看这里啊，神叫亚当说，哎，这边很多的各式各样的活物啊，你就去跟他命名。
And God says to Adam that here there are a lot of living creatures and you are to give them names.
今天其实我们每一个人都是在命名。
Today, for ourselves, we are also giving names to things that are around us.
Yeah, 有一次我看到我遇到一个朋友啊，我对不起，我不是要再讥笑他是怎么样。他拿出来的时候他介绍自己，他就拿给我看一个他的名片，名片前后都写满了他的头衔。
And once I met a friend, and then in order for him to introduce himself to me, he gave me his name card. And on his business card, there were all these titles or associations that he belonged to.
当然，我是很敬佩这位人士的。不过我要称呼他的时候，我就跟他讲说：“先生，你想里面这些头衔这么多，哪一个你是要我称呼你的
了？” And so I asked this gentleman. I said.Out of all these titles, how would you like me to call? What would you like me to refer to you to?
其实亚当的名字就是叫做土土
，and Adam by this name means dirt.
所以上帝在叫亚当的时候就叫做阿土阿土，你来。
So there's so it's like God calling dirt to come over.
其实我们台湾人讲土的时候是很笨的意思啊。
And the Taiwanese, when you say somebody is like dirt, you're saying that they are kind of slow.
但是比较好听一点，就是说中国人很忠厚老实。
But another way is saying that somebody that is simple-minded or that is loyal and that is simple. Yeah.
但你想说神特地叫亚当叫土土土阿土阿土，你想是什么意思呢
？So why is it that God called Adam dirt?
我想。圣经那个诗篇九十篇就告诉我们一个答案。
And so if we study Psalm chapter 90, we will get the answer.
一方面是说我们人是尘土所造的。
On one hand, we were created from dirt.
一方面圣经讲说我们是尘土所造，有一天要归于尘土。
And on one hand, we were created from dirt, and one day we will return to dirt.
他意思说我们人不管再怎么伟大，他本质上我们有一天是土造的，有一天还要回到土里面去。
So no matter how much accomplishment we have within our lives, we came from dirt and we will revert back to dirt.
如果我们人只是这样的一生赚啊得啦得到很多的名字啊名称了，后来就走了，什么都没留下来。
So if within our life, all we have done is we have gained all these titles, gained all these possessions, but one day when we leave this world, what have we left behind?
其实不是什么都没留下来啊。
Of course, it's not that we haven't left anything.
那天我跟师母去参加我们一个亲戚的八十大寿。
So a while ago, Mrs. Liu and myself, we went to attend a a birthday party, which was one of our relatives. He became 80 years old.
哦，他很有钱。
He was extremely wealthy.
他的朋友也很有钱，他们就恭维他啊。就说哎呀你有这么多钱呢应该要赶快要花一花啦。
And among his friends, there were also a lot of wealthy individuals. And they said to this relative of mine, says that you are 80 years old, it is time for you to spend all this money.
因为你花的钱才是你的，花出去的钱才是真的是你的。
Only the money that you spend is the money that belongs to you.
他们底下又说了一句话，更好玩的。
They made a statement.
不然的话，以后你有人在天堂，钱在地上的银行里。
Or else one day you will be going to heaven, but your money is still left in the bank on this world.
但是我心里想说，如果他没有得救，怎么会人在天堂呢？
And I was just thinking that if he himself was not saved, how would he be able to enter heaven?
所以你看，他要让人知道说，我们人。本质上是土。
So, in reality, we are but dirt.
但是不是因为土就没有价值了呢？
But is it because we're dirt, we are without value?
以前我在Ohio City那里说，他有位很有名的化学教授啊，他说人身上的元素啊，分析起来真是不值几分钱，几毛钱。
And there was when I was in Cincinnati, Ohio, there was a famous chemist that made the statement that if we are to look at how the body is formed and we took aside all these materials that form a body, we are extremely valuable.
因为圣经讲说他用尘土造人啊，土里面有76种元素，我们人体身上都有，我们有钾、有铁、有磷、有钙啊。他说比较胖的人就像我一样啦。他说身上的脂肪可以造一块多的肥皂啦铁可以打三根铁钉啦磷可以消毒一个鸡笼啦等等。
And so, there's 76 basic materials that forms, that is the basic substance of man. And all of these can be created for different things. So if you were to look at me where I'm a little bit heavier, if you were to take the fat that is within my body, you could create a piece of soap. And then, you can also take the iron that is within your body, and then you can actually even create a chicken cage.
不是啊，消毒水啦。
Oh, and then also there's parts that we can become, disinfected.
所以那个算一算差不多一两块钱美金。
So if actually, if we were to put our value together, we're actually worth about $1 to $2.
但是他说哦，虽然材料很便宜，但是造价昂贵啊，天文数字。
So he says that even though the material itself is inexpensive, however, to create something like this is extremely expensive.
你看，要把它合成一个单细胞，又合成DNA， 然后弄成一个。大一点的细胞弄成一个人啊！你看要多少钱才能够造一个人？实在是不可能的。
And to create cells, which could create organs, to create a man, the cost of it will be extremely high.
所以你看，这些神也用土造各样的东西嘛，走兽啦、飞鸟等等。
And God Himself has also used dirt to create the living creatures.
但是说他这里就告诉人哈，人最宝贵的哈。不是抓这些东西，抓这些东西，然后给他命名啊！我今天拥有这个，明天拥有那个啊，命了好多的名字。
So what is the value of man? It is not just by giving names to the possessions that he himself possesses.
因为这个配偶，这个希伯来文字哦，有两个，有三个意思，一个是围绕，一个是保护，一个是帮助。
So the word itself for a suitable helper is one that has three different meanings. One is to encompass, to surround. Surround, protect, and aid.
所以你看，我们有时候就人就抓了好多东西哦，就把它组成一个城堡哈，就说这就是我的价值，我人生的目标，我觉得这样安全，我觉得这样我才是达到我生命的目的。
So oftentimes, as men, what we do is we try to gain all these possessions and place all these possessions around our lives in order to protect us and to give us value.
所以说那些东西就变成那个人的配偶。
And so these things become the helper.Or the suitable helper of this person.
因为有些人就讲说，你看我老公啊，他有个小老婆，因为他是搞电脑的，还是搞什么 IT 的，每天回家就是电脑就变成他的老婆，我是变成电脑寡妇。
And so, sometimes we have people that come to me and say that my husband is an adulterous affair, but the adulterous affair is with the computer. So when I come home, I'm like a widow because of that.
所以你看这个配偶啊，不，广义的来讲，当然狭义的来讲，就是神为我们预备的配偶。但是广义的话，就是说围绕起来的，你觉得有安全感的，你觉得可以帮助你更成名，或是更成功，或是更怎么样的，那些东西就会真的会变代替配偶的地位。
So oftentimes what we look at is the things that will enable us to be what we want to become are what we call a suitable helper.
但是人不只是纯属造了神，还把他的灵给了我们。
Not only was man was not merely a creation of dirt, but rather God also breathed his spirit within us.
所以人哦，就需要在属灵方面哦，神给那个灵得到真正的满足，才会真正的满足。
So in order for a man to be completely satisfied, they need the Spirit of God.
所以你看，所以上帝就知道这个道理啊，要他学他，要他认识这个道理的时候啊，他就为他做了另外一件事情。
So in order for men to learn this lesson or to learn this truth, God did something else.
因为亚当看过所有的东西的时候，他心里都没有得到满足。
After Adam looked at all the living creatures,creations, he was not able to find us a suitable helper.
所以神要除了他自己以外哦，因为神就是我们人类的最大的满足。有些人是单身的，没有关系，因为上帝是他最大的满足。但是神除了他自己以外，他要给人一个很大的满足。
And we know that God Himself is the ultimate is where we can find our ultimate satisfaction, but God, besides Himself, He also created something to make us satisfied.
我们来看第二十一节到第二十五节。
And so we'll look at verse 21 through verse 25.
我先念中文，念完以后，那请他念英文。我们一同来念，来，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一根肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨。造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。那人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。当时夫妻两人赤身肉体，并不羞耻。”
Genesis chapter 2, verse 21 through 25.So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man and brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of men. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. The man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame."
为什么神一开始不要说造一个男的一个女的就好了，还这么麻烦吗？
How come when God created man, God did not just create man and woman at the same time?
有没有想到这个问题啦？
Have you ever thought about this question?
所以说神造夏娃之前有一个准备的工作。
Before Eve was created, there was a preparatory work.
因为他要让亚当 知道人跟动物是不一样的。
Because God wanted Adam to distinguish the difference between other creatures and men.
在上帝的所有创造当中哦，人是他最看重的一个创造。
Of all the creations by God, man is a special creation.
因为诗篇第八篇告诉我们说，人算什么？你竟顾念他。人算什么？你竟顾念他。
Psalm chapter 8 says, "What is man worth that you care for them?"
你叫他比天使微小一点，又派他管理你所造的万物。
And that you created him a little bit lesser than angels, but yet you gave him in control of all creation.
但是说人造算什么？你竟顾念他？之前还有一句话说：“我举目啊，举手看你所造的天跟星宿月亮啊。”就看到人这么渺小，哎，人算什么？你竟要顾念他。
But before this verse that says that, who is man that you care for them? Before this, the verse says, when we look at the vast universe, we realize how small and finite man is.
所以说，神要让人看到啊，那些动物啦、等等啦，世界上的财物不会带给人真正最大的满足。
What God was trying to do was allowing men to realize that the things of this world, things of this universe, will never bring total satisfaction for men.
人最需要的满足来自神以及他的赏赐。
That man can only be satisfied through God or through and by the things, the blessings that God has given.
哇，昨天我们几个弟兄在里面写信给太太都写得非常好。
And last night, as the brothers, the letters that were written by the brothers, were really extremely moving.
他们就讲说呢，那个财产是祖宗所存留的，留给我们的，但是得着了贤妻是得着了耶和华的赏赐啊。
And in Proverbs it says that the house or our heritage are from our ancestors.But a good wife comes from the Lord, is a blessing from the God.
Yeah, 就是有好的太太真的是蒙福啊，是上帝在神面前特别蒙恩啊。
To have a good wife is one that is blessed by God.
所以他们也常常用那个诗篇三十一篇称赞说，哎呀，才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。
Proverbs 31, it talks about that there are many women that are talented, but you are above them all.
那呛还说：“哎呀，周扬，如果没有你，我不晓得怎么活下去。
”And so brother said that if there wasn't you, I wouldn't know how to continue my life.
所以你看，神要亚当对夏娃有一个特别的认识。
And that is why God wanted Adam to understand who Eve is.
当亚当讲说：“哎呀，这是我的骨中的骨，肉中的肉，是什么意思呢
？”What does it mean when Adam said that this is now the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh?
我想，有一个比喻啊，可以让我们稍微了解一下。
And we'll use an example that might help us clarify this understanding.
当然，这个比喻不是非常的切合。
This might not be the best example.
你有没有看过那个连体婴？就是说，一个身体，但是有两个头的啊，两个姐妹花，或是兄弟啊，连体婴连在一起的。
I don't know if you've ever seen a person in which there's one body but two heads.
所以你会就会觉得说，哎呀，如果我是连体婴中间的一个，那好像生活上也很不方便啊，是不是
？And then if you were an individual like that, then you probably would think that it is extremely difficult to live a life like that.
因为你要做什么都要在一起然后洗澡也要在一起，对不对？然后去哪里也要在一起，吃饭也要在一起，什么都要在一起。
And everything that we do, we would have to do it together.
又就分不开。
And we cannot separate ourselves.
但是两个人又不是同一个人。
But at the same time, we are not the same person.
因为两个人有独立的思想，他只是我们两个人共用一个身体。
But because each individual has their own thoughts, they're only sharing the same body.
但是另外一位，你会想一想说，你看他们这两个人，你一辈子都分不开啊。
But from another standpoint, is that this couple, this person.Cannot be these two people cannot never be separated.
他们二十四小时一生一世都在一起啊。
24 hours a day, 365 days a year, they will never be separated.
他们是又是你看，好像这两个人有独立思想，但是又是最亲密的。
Though they might be two people with two different thoughts, but they are always together.
是不是这样？所以神要把夫妻放在一起，就好比这样，两个好像又独立的个体，但是又分不开，又是最亲密的。
So that's the same relationship between husband and wife. Though two individuals, but because they are together, they can never be separated.
那如果有一个人说，我恨死你这个旁边这个连体婴，我把你毒死好了。
And so maybe if one individual says that I want to kill the other individual.
Oh, 那我喝毒药，他不喝没有关系嘛，我喝嘛。
And it says that I'm gonna not gonna kill you, but I'm gonna kill myself.
但是这样的结果是两个都两败俱伤，都死了。
But the end result is that both will die.
所以我在想哦，神对人类的心灵啊、哦，那个灵魂、身心有一个最微妙的微调。
And so I think that there is this truth in which when God created man.
Fine tune. 调频电台有没有听过
？FM? Oh, to adjust the radio.
Yeah. 因为普通的电台杂音太多了。
Because usually when we listen to stations, there's a lot of noise in the system.
所以调频电台它把很多杂音去掉，就是它跟那个传真。
And so what these frequency, what these, this FM does is we can adjust it to a point where we can remove all the sound.
所以你看，神就用我的太太来微调我。
And that is why my wife is the person that does minor adjustments and controls me.
昨天微调最好的就是照相程。
Oh.Yesterday, the best example was Harold.
他说我你那一张拜托给我练一下吧。他意思就是说我很急躁的时候就使用我太太让我不急躁啊，我很没有那个 discipline 的时候就让我太太能够让我 discipline 啊，我很就是说我比较怎么样的时候就神就使用它来调整我啊的生命。
And what Harold wrote was that whenever I'm in a rush, it is grace who calms me down. Whenever I'm impatient, it is she who causes me to have patience. When I'm undisciplined, she is the one that brings senses or rationale into the relationship. So to a certain extent, she is the one that makes, that removes the sound, the noise that is within my system.
最后他讲得很好，他真的是很会写诗啊，就是像诗人一样。所以说他是我冬天的暖气。
And he was like a poet and he wrote that you are like the heater in the winter.
还有夏天的什么啊？
冷调空调。
啊，冰淇淋。
And you are like the ice cream during the summer.
所以你看，当我们一个人独居的时候，很多的枯燥啦，或是无聊啦等等啊。但是你看，你有两个人在生命互相调整，一个很急就跟他调的比较不急，对不对？啊，一个很比较冲动的就跟他调的比较理智一点，一个太理智就调的有点感情一点。你看，就互相调整，不是很好吗？
So the difference between a single and married couple is that usually the two individuals within that married relationship is that that God allows each other to change that person. One that is more logical will now become a little bit more emotional. One that is a little bit more impatient will now become a little bit more patient.
昨天呢，季晚讲了一个很好笑的话。
And yesterday, Brother Jim also shared something.
他说我们两个结婚已经很久了啊，差不多都非常的认识了。
It says that we've been married for quite some time. We know each other pretty well.
对不起，彼得你还记得吗？他说他尾巴
一翘。So what it is that if there is any minor changes, any minor movements within the body, the wife already knows what the person is going to do.
你讲中文，你第二讲。
哦，中文讲不出来。
你知道啊？
他就说尾巴一翘呢，就知道人家心里面在想什么了。
他说他尾巴一翘，他太太就知道心里想什么。是很美啊、哦，很好。
Extremely poetic。
我昨天也有分享哦。事实上，上帝让亚当失败，就要让我们学到一个功课。
There is a reason for Adam failing, and it is that we can learn a lesson.
就是说我们真的是要依靠神啊，依靠自己那个智慧，分别善恶树是不可以的。
It is that we cannot rely on our own understanding, but we need to rely on God. We cannot base our understanding through only the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我想用五分钟呢分享一个家庭，他们怎么，夫妻怎么一起来走天路，教养儿女。
And I'd like to spend the next few minutes to share how a Christian couple are able to walk this path toward God.
这是苏文峰，苏文峰牧师的爸爸。
And this is, Pastor Su's father.
Yeah, 叫做苏同宗，他的妈妈叫做谢守。
So this couple,
他们这个，苏牧师就是那海外校园，创办人，他的爸爸就是结婚的那一天晚上，等客人走的时候，就跟他的新娘子分享。
And so this occurred after the wedding, after the wedding, wedding, and after all the guests have left, the husband and the wife sat together and they were sharing.
这个苏老伯他现在已经到耶稣那里去了。不过他活到九十几岁，他做见证的时候，他有三十五个儿孙啊，每一个都非常好。
And Brother Sue, when he lived into his 90s, and when he died, he left behind 35 grandchildren.
他说我们婚姻的座右铭哈，就是说跟他太太讲说，我们应该找一节圣经做我们婚姻，我们两个人婚姻的座右铭。
And so he sat down with his wife and said that for our marriage.We need to find a model or the basis of our marriage.
所以说他就给他太太一本圣经说我们两个打开圣经来找一节经文做我们从今天开始我们今天是新婚之夜嘛对不对以后要过生活我们做我们婚姻的一个座右铭。
So he passed the Bible to his wife and said that, tonight we are going to find a verse within this church, within scripture that will be the model of our marriage.
结果他们一打开圣经，两个一打开圣经，都找到同一节，找到同一节。
And when they opened up the Bible, they came to the same verse.
他是这样打开，不是说走一直的话。他们两个一开圣经的时候，哎，竟然都指到同一节，就是马太六章三十三节。
And when they opened up the Bible, they weren't searching for it, but when they opened it up, it came to be the same verse, and it's found in Matthew chapter 6.Verse 33.
就是要先求神的国和神的义，还有这一些东西，神都知道要加给你们。
As Matthew 6:33 says that seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be given to you.
然后他就说，跟他太太讲说，我们要再找一节圣经，当作我们家自家的格言，就是我们家里要怎么带领家人的一个目标。
And then they said that after that they said.We also need to find a model for our home, for our household.
结果他们又一打开圣经，你看两个人又一打开的时候，又同时翻到同一页，又看到同一个经节，就是《耶稣雅记》二十四章十五节的地下。
And so when they opened up the Bible, they came to the same verse. It is found in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.
至于我和一家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my household, we will serve this Lord, our Lord.
哎，这不是讲故事，是真实的。
And this is not just a story, but this is the truth.
所以当场他们夫妇就抱在一起哭啊，为什么？非常感动，说：“哎呀，神这是真的，又真又活了，又真又活的神。”
And after they realized that they came together and they were weeping because they realized that God is indeed a living God.
所以说，我们就鼓励弟兄姐妹，你有没有你婚姻的座右铭呢？你们自家的格言呢
？So I ask brothers and sisters, within your marriage, do you have a model for your marriage? Do you have a model for your household?
当然了，有时候我们中国人没有还不是基督徒的时候，都会用诸子自家格言，有没有
？And before it's Chinese.Before we come to know God, we have our own models in which we follow.
你们做媳妇的就要早早起来，晚晚睡，要打扫庭院啊，等等，有没有
？And as a daughter-in-law, that you need to wake up early, you need to clean up the household.
做媳妇的早早起晚晚睡，做先生的晚晚起早早睡。
And for the husband, you can actually for the wife is that you need to wake up early, go to sleep late so that you can clean the household. But for the husband, you can actually wake up late and go to sleep early.
当然，圣经的格言是最好的。
But the best model is found in scripture.
然后他们一开始就有家庭的崇拜啊，他们常常带领儿子一起，儿女一起查圣经来敬拜神。
And so then they established a family chapel time in which they would lead their children through the Bible.
有创意性的啊，就是虽然很累的时候，也是要让儿女啊有机会分啊，都是每一天。坚持的，或是每一个礼拜坚持的做礼拜，家庭礼拜。
So even if there was times when the children are extremely tired or physically not are unwilling, they still were very creative for their weekly family altar time.
有一次他们就查到列王记啊，十六章到二十四章，他们就看到说，哎，这个犹大快要亡国的哈、啊，要亡国的那一百五十年中间呢、哦，只有两个好王，其他都是恶的王。
And so one time they studied 2 Kings chapter 16 through 24, and during this 150 years of all the kings, only two of them were good; the others were all evil.
所以他们就全家一起来动手啊，把这个经文啊，哪一个王登基的时候几岁做几年啊，通通把它找出来，大家来做一个很大的海报。
And so what they did was they put together all the information, they looked up the verse, wrote down the name of the king.And then wrote down the time in which he became king and how long he reigned over the nation of Judah and all these information.
诶，后来他们发现说，诶，里面啊，他们也把这个王的妈妈跟这个皇后的啊，不是皇后，是母那个王的妈妈，还有王的外公的名字也列出来。
And then they continue their list by writing down the mother of the king, as well as the maternal grandmother, grandfather of the king.
后来他们才发现说，哎，原来你看这个恶王啊，亚哈斯第一个恶王，他生下了一个好王是西西家。
So when we look at the first one, Ahaz is Ahaz, and he gave birth to Hezekiah, and he was a good king.
后来他们发现说，哦，原来是亚比他的外公啊，撒加利亚，然后有很好的教养他的女儿亚比亚，所以他就讲，这妈妈的角色非常的有关键性，就教出一个好的王出来。
And so what they came to realize was that the mother's teaching has great influence on the character of the king himself.
但是西西家的儿子马拉西啊，就是一个恶王。
But the son of Hezekiah was Manasseh, and he was an evil king.
所以说，你看，可能跟他的母亲哦教导有关系啊，也没有提到他的外公。
And it may have something to do with his mother, has no reference to the maternal grandfather.
所以你不要看妇女的角色啊，她不是教出一个好王能够兴国兴民啊，就是教出一个坏王能够祸国殃民。
So the reality is this, is the mother plays such an importance, has such great, tremendous influence on the character of the king, because if she teaches her son well, then the nation is blessed.And the vice, and if it's the opposite, then the nation is in trouble.
那有一次他们就，当然就定到一个人的家里去哈，看到哦，那家孩子有四个小孩，都非常的规规矩矩。
And so one day they had an opportunity to visit a friend's, and they realized that this family had four children, but they were all well behaved.
所以他就把那个美国人呢请教啊。他就给他十条教诲，他赶快抄下来。回家去以后，他不是如法炮制，他就把他全家人大家起来商讨一下，制定他们自己家里的家规。
And so after visiting this American couple, they came home, they wrote down what their rules was, but then they gathered together as a family to decide what was the rules of the home.
所以你看，这个苏老伯啊，他有八个儿女啊，八个啊， 八个儿女，他们家都是规规矩矩的，不会像说有些人家有两个小孩子。他们昨天我们弟兄姐妹有在讲说，我们家有两个什么猴子或者 monster， 就把家里搞得一塌糊涂了。
And so they themselves had eight children, and they were all well behaved.
所以你看他这个家规很好啊、哦、你自己睡过的床铺要自己铺好、哦、等等，自己采到的那个果汁要自己擦好等等。
And so they gave home rules such as if you sleep on it, make it up, or if you step on it, wipe it off.
但是最关键的还是在父亲。
And however, the most important one is the father's responsibility.
这父亲他有一次就跟另外五个朋友去参加在印第安纳的 Promise Keeper.
And one time this father went with five other brothers. They went to Indiana to join this gathering called the Promise Keeper.
我现在写的不是这个苏老伯，是他的儿子苏文安，是最小那个儿子，他自己去参加了。
Oh, this was the youngest son of this couple. He went to attend the meeting of the Promise Keeper.
后来他们就把这五条四条 Keeper写成中文跟英文哦，把它裱起来，又当着儿女的面前郑重的送给他的太太，把它挂在家里，让全家人知道说，我这个做父亲的要 promise 什么，要 keep 什么。
So they wrote this. These are the four rules or four promises that are to be kept. And what they did was they translated into Chinese and they wrote it down both English and Chinese. And then he formally gave it to his wife and it was framed and placed in their house.
我现在把这四条念一下、哦、我立志每天清晨醒来的头五分钟献给上帝，以读经或祷告来亲近他。
I determined that every morning the first 5 minutes after I wake up, I will give this 5 minutes to God, and whether through studying of the word or through prayer to get closer to him.
我立志以家庭信仰和品德教育来保护培育我的孩子和后代子孙，成为上帝荣耀的见证。
I pledge through the teaching, as whether it's moral teaching or religious teaching, to teach and to protect my children and the future generations so that they will be a glorious witness for God.
我立志尽心尽性尽意尽力爱我的妻子，好帮助她尽情活出上帝放在她身上的一切美德。
I pledge to love my wife with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my power, my strength, to help her so that she can live out what God has created within her.
我立志将眼目交托给上帝管理，拒绝观看任何色情图像或用情欲的眼光注视任何女人。
I pledge to give my eyesight or what I view to God so that God himself will in control. I will no longer look at pornography, nor will I lust over girls or females that I see.
这个作者施文安牧师就在他的写的那本书有真有爱家是天堂，他就说他爸爸教养儿女有三部曲。
And this pastor Sue in his book if there's truth, there's love, and then there's the true heaven, and in there is three parts to this family relationship.
尤其是小孩子吵架的时候，
especially when there is arguments within children.
第一个先向神认罪，你们吵架就不先不要讲理由啊，一来就不要讲理由，你们各自先向神认罪。
So that if there's an argument between siblings, the first thing that you need to do is not come to us and to complain, but rather you need to confess before God.
因为神不是说我们家就是一个有爱的要彼此相爱的地方吗？我们是神的儿女，更应该这样啦。
If the home is where love is, then and where God is, then we need to come before God.
第二个，彼此认罪，两个人先彼此认罪。
Then we need to confess our sins before one another.
第三个，再讲理由，都是做完了，大家各自说为什么会发生这个事情。
And then after these confessions, then you are to say why you did these things.
然后再按照事情的轻重说要打几个手心。
And then depending on what has happened or what has occurred, then we will decide the punishment.
但是他打手心很特别哦。
But when they talk about spanking, they do it very, in a different way.
他说要打三下之后，我是做父亲的，我首先要打三下。然后他把手拿出来，但你们都把手拿出来。他先自己打一下，以后再去打老大，再去打老二，然后再自己再打第二下，再打老大跟老二，再自己打第三下的时候再打老大跟老二，这样。
So the method of their punishment is that if the resulting punishment was to be hit three times, or the first thing is that the father would hit himself once, then hit the two parties once each, and then come around and then hit himself a second time, and then hit the parties, the two children once each, and then the third time around.
因为他不推卸自己的责任。
Because he realizes this is also because of his, he does not forsake his responsibility.
神定安息日为圣日。
God has set aside, this holy day.
他设立婚姻为圣约。
He has established the marriage as a holy covenant.
今天我们看到美国的结婚哦，在那个新娘进行曲的时候，父亲要把女儿这样带出来，就走到前面来，然后交给男方。
Today, when we attend a wedding ceremony in America, usually the father of the bride will walk the bride down the aisle and then pass the bride to the groom.
以前我结婚的时候，我不是信徒，不是基督徒，不知道，后来才知道说，哦，原来这个礼俗是从圣经里面来的。
Well, before I became a Christian, I did not know what was the basis of this practice. But after I became a Christian, I came to realize it.
你看，神造了夏娃以后，就把亚当把夏娃带到亚当的面前，交给他。
And then, so if we look at Genesis, we can see that after the woman was created, God Himself took him to the man, brought him to the man.
我相信我们中间很多弟兄也带儿女这样走过。
And I'm sure there's some brothers among us that has walked their daughter down the aisle before.
但是走这样的一条路啊，通常只有两种心情。
Usually, when you walk down the aisle with your daughter, you have two emotions.
有些弟兄说，我恨不得这条路啊，这样一直走不完，这样一直走，慢慢走，慢慢走，然后真不想走完啊。
And some might have the emotion that I hope that this aisle will never end, that I will never have to pass
it. 因为他真的是很舍不得。
Because he's not willing to let go.
有一些人是越走越后悔。
And some, as they walk, they regret it as they start walking.
他恨不得赶快把它走完。
And they want to finish this path.
我不晓得你是以后会是什么样的心情。
I do not know what kind of emotions you will have when you walk your daughter down the aisle.
所以你看神配合以后又给他祝福，要他们合一设立婚姻制度，又让他们持守圣洁。
And so afterwards, after God gave the woman to the men, He gave them some rules to follow.
过去的礼拜四是情人节。
And this past Thursday was Valentine's Day.
上个礼拜我们有邀请一些人哦，就是一些夫妇能够再重新在神面前再一次重申婚姻的圣约。
And last week we invited some brothers and sisters to renew the vow of the holy marriage.
这个礼拜我要再邀请你一次，因为上次讲完以后，我太太她说这个 version 比这个版本比较好，比上一次那更好，因为上一次里面有一些字句好像丢掉了。
And afterwards, I went back and Mrs. Liu came to me and said that this is a better version of that vow.
如果你愿意的话，我邀请你再跟我一起重申这个婚姻的圣约好吗
？So if you are willing, you can renew the vow with me.
你们可以一起练哦，然后到我的时候把自己的名字添进去。
And you can follow it, and when it comes to the word I, myself, 现在我 then you put your own name in there.
如果你有的配偶在你身边的话，你可以对着他说啊。
And so if your spouse is sitting next to you, your wife or your husband is sitting next to you, then you can renew this vow with him or her.
没有的也没有关系，你可以以后有机会的时候，神给你机会，你就可以讲了。
And if you're still single, one of these days you will have this opportunity to make this vow.
好，一同来。
Let's do it together.
我们在天上的父神，你是鉴察人心的主。现在我。一同在你与众人面前献上对你的感恩，感谢你配合我们的婚姻，并再次祈求你带领祝福我们的婚姻。从今以后，不论我的配偶是否完美，不论是贫穷或富足，不论是健康或生病，我都愿意按照圣经的教训，以圣灵的引导，在基督里彼此顺服，并愿意全心的爱他，安慰他，保护他，尊重他，忠实于他，一生一世与他相守，直到离世的日子，仅此誓言。阿们。
需要翻译吗？
啊，
需要翻译吗？
要翻译也可以啊。
Okay. It says that our Father in heaven, you are the God that sees the heart, that now I am willing before you as well as all to offer up my thanks, to thank you for establishing this marriage. And I pray that you yourself will lead us and give us blessings throughout this marriage. From now on, whether or not my spouse is perfect, whether in rich or in poor, in sickness or in health, I am willing to follow the teachings of Scripture to allow the Holy Spirit to lead, to submit to each other within Christ, that I am willing to love her or love him or her, to comfort him or her, to protect him or her, to respect him or her, to be loyal and faithful to him and her, that within my life, that we will maintain together until the day I depart from this world.
好，我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你，你设立的婚姻，你让我们有个心灵最大的满足，除了你以外。
Lord, we thank you for the establishment of weddings, of marriages, for we know that besides you, that you have given us a way in which our soul can be satisfied.
我求你祝福每一个家庭，还有每一位弟兄姐妹，不管他是单身的或是结婚的。
And we ask for your blessings, whether they are married or still are single.
我深信你都会带领每一个人。
I believe that you yourself will lead.
让我们的眼目真是定睛在你身上。
Allow us to set our eyes upon Jesus.
也求你赐福每一个弟兄姐妹的家庭。
And to bless the families of these brothers and sisters.
你赐福给他们，让他们成为众人的赐福。
And that you will bless them so they can become a blessing to them, those that come into contact with them.
最重要就是要你的名得着荣耀跟尊贵颂赞。
So that your names will be praised and blessed among the nations.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Lord, we thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.